In 1604, King James commanded 450 learned English churchmen to make a new version of the Bible that could be read without benefit of Latin. They and William Shakespeare both used and shaped the powerful and majestic Elizabethan English that still resonates with us after 400 years. The churchmen created noble literature by committee and out of a translation. This is perhaps as remarkable as Shakespeare's singular genius, but let us reflect for a moment on Shakespeare's well-known lines, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players." On that stage has been played the stories, myths, and legends so powerfully told in the King James Bible. From the 9th chapter of Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The story of the humble birth of that child is one of the great legends of our civilization. It is a story that begins with an imperial command and ends with an appeal to peace and goodwill. From the 2nd chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, in the soaring eloquence of the King James translation, the story of Jesus' birth. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one unto his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.